We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. It is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and we're starting the hour a little bit late, but that's the way things go on Radio Row. We went a little bit long with Ross Tucker. We've had a lot of guests today, and then Kyle Turley is sitting down with us right now, taken in the draft by the great Mike Ditka, by the way.
Wow.
Back in the day.
Crazy.
He was all-pro offensive lineman. 9 seasons in the NFL, a colorful on-field career, colorful off-field career, and then when you were done with football, you went right into music. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, I moved to Nashville. I was always into music, and then I moved to Nashville. My wife's from Tennessee, so she was living in Atlanta at the time when I met her. She went to Ole Miss, so she's a Southern girl, but she's from Tennessee, and got me to live in Nashville after, and we lived there for about 7 years, so I figured, hey, there's no waves or, you know, around here I could surf, so I need to do something.
And music was...
Well, music, I always had it. It was always there from my football career. I always played music, and, you know, you saw that, some of the things that I did. We had, Monday night at the Mic. I got to play with Three Doors Down. They did that. I remember that thing. And then Hard Knocks Exposed with the Chiefs. You know, what I did every year being on a football team in training camp, I'd get a room from the coaches down the basement of the dormitory that they would give to me, and I'd go to the local music store and I'd get all the equipment, drums, keys, bass, guitar, tambourines. I'd get everything, have them deliver it to the dorm, you know, dormitory, set it all up, and you'd find that, you know, NFL football players are pretty talented. And we'd always put a full band together and be able to play a song at the end of training camp and stuff together. It was cool.
And
like prison, you know.
Like Hawk said, he used the word colorful.
Yeah.
Does your reputation precede you? Because colorful is a good word. Crazy could be used.
Hey, like, you know.
Do people approach you a little?
Yeah,
little?
Those co-words, you know. colorful, crazy, you know what I mean? I just try to keep it real, you know, and at the end of the day, I was an offensive lineman, you know.
Yes.
So I had to figure out my place in the game, you know, as it was moving forward towards these skill positions where it is today, you know.
But you loved the physical combat.
Yeah.
You loved it.
Loved
like, there's like Crowder loved it. He liked the hitting, the crunching.
It was football. Yes. You know, I was a football player. It was a passion. It wasn't, oh, I thought I could make a bunch of money. Like, I didn't become a first-round draft pick for that. I came a first-round draft because I wanted to be the best. You know, anybody that's ever drafted that high or has the opportunity to make it to the NFL for a cup of coffee, you know, the sacrifice that it takes to get there is unbelievable, especially back in those eras where you didn't have an opportunity to say nothing to nobody or coach or owner or nothing. You know, now these players have so much more protections and value to their personal feelings and hit counts and all that. You know, in the era that I played, it was pretty unique to have made it to the NFL. And, you know, that was because of pure passion. I wanted to quit every day. It was so hard.
Kyle Turley is with us, by the way.
Yeah. And with that, I tell people, they say, do you miss the game? I retired now, hell, 10 years ago. People ask me all the time, I know they ask you that. And I say, I miss somebody's coach telling them to go left and my coach telling me not to let them go left. And when that ball snaps, somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose. So that competition, that physical competition, did you have trouble turning it off? Some guys have trouble turning that off.
Of course. You know, I've talked about that very detailed, you know, as my – you know, for my football career and how hard it was in the moments of throwing helmets and all that, being in fights. You know, how do you turn that off? We saw it again this year surface, you know, with Myles Garrett. You know, how could he do that? Because he just gave himself a bunch of mild concussions that, you know, we don't want to talk about, and then got in a situation where you're taught not to quit, you know. And so, you know, from being in a bar to, you know, hollering it and getting in a fight with your old lady, you know, very limited people have control in those situations, and you compromise brain, and that's what happened. So, you know, understanding why these things were happening to me, you know, why there was a shift in my personality, not having control, all these other things that carried off the field into the real world, post-football life, has been the most critical part, you know. But being able to say that I did all that, and knowing now what I have in answers to deal with all these problems from the game, I'd go back in a heartbeat, and I was unbelievably blessed to have experienced it.
And you're a proponent now of CBD oils and whatnot,
yes,
correct?
Yeah, and whatnot, meaning the whole plant. You know, this full plant has the opportunity to save this game like no other. You know, we've been at the mercy of these pills. You've been on everybody. I don't think there's one person in here that outside of myself, and I don't know anybody else who can say they don't take anything. Like, literally, not an aspirin, not an Aleve, not especially Vicodins and all these heavy painkillers and anti-inflammatories. I take zero of those to this day. And I've recovered my body in injuries like I never knew possible, you know, from neuropathy to athlete's foot and my toenails growing back, you know, that I never thought, because I got lost them all every year from getting cleated by these big D linemen and guys that are, you know, stomping on your feet all the time. And the recovery cannabis is very real. If I'd have had what I had today and go back to my career, I probably would play 20 years. I avoided maybe 4 surgeries.
And I took the Toradol. Yeah. They called the Vicodin, Crowder, Advil, because I took a Vicodin every day before practice. Yeah. Why do you think the NFL has been acted so naive? I don't think they're dumb. I think they act naive, and I think they push back against cannabis, against the medical marijuana. Why do you think the NFL pushes back so much against the technology and the knowledge, the medical knowledge that you're talking about?
I don't know. You know, there's no answer for that, because there's no logical answer, period. The science speaks for itself. You know, you can't argue with science. And there is no Vicodin system. There's no aspirin system, Aleve system. There's an endocannabinoid system that is in our bodies that dictates our health and well-being, period. And when you understand that, and that everybody in this room would test positive for marijuana if they dropped drug testing to 10 nanograms of THC. They put these different levels at it at different sports. You know, the NCAA this year just going to 35 nanograms of THC. The NFL having their conversations about accepting this now of, you know, it's because of the science. Where it was before is because of our government, period. You know, you have to put the blame where it lies, and that is on those people who have known this all along. And when cannabis was the number one medicine in the country up until like 1934, and then it had this shift because of pharmaceutical world and this opportunity to make money for these businesses. And then you have families like the Sacklers who create OxyContin and become multi-billionaires, and they've killed millions of people because, you know, through it. And, you know, cannabis has the opportunity to not just be something that, why don't people say, oh, I don't care, whatever it takes to get you back on the field, I'm all for it. No, no, stop. That's where we've gotten to where we are with the opioid crisis. Why are we using this? Why am I talking about my CBD company? Why am I talking about opening a cannabis retail that I fought for in city council meetings all over Southern California to finally get a license to open this up? And that's to get the truth to the people, you know, and that's lies at our government's doorstep of where we are with the opioid crisis, why the NFL pawns it off and kicks a can down the road.
Kyle Turley, passionate to this day about what he believes in. What are the websites for your for your CBD company?
Go to neuroxpf.com and use the promo code SUPER20, 20% off, and that's the base level of cannabis. So you can understand anybody. You give me 1 week. You know, order my products. I produce the best products on the market, period. So other companies that are doing it right, but I made sure of doing it right because I need to make sure people have this experience. And within 1 week, you will experience what cannabis can do for you at the base level with just CBD. And that's 50-state legal. Anybody listening can order this to their doorstep. And it's for all ages. This is not about an adult conversation, an adult use. There's no such thing as recreational marijuana. Everyone is using this to help themselves get better and heal because they want to get their life back, you know. And from that, you know, xpf.com to goshango.com, S-H-A-N-G-O, which is the retail power magnet that I connected with in this whole thing of finding people that are doing it just to the next level of providing consistency of medicine to people is, you know, it's been an honor. And to be where we are today in this conversation here in the Super Bowl, where year after year I've been here talking about this, and now I'm not the only one. It's great.
Yeah, no, I've actually listened to an interview you had, I want to say earlier this week, and you said it saved your life.
Period. Period. I mean, I got to the point of taking, you know, 12 different medications a day for a decade or more. Prior to that, another decade of being introduced to those medications. And the long-term use of those were unbelievably speaking to the side effects that I was experiencing that were on those bottles every day that I was depressed at looking at, because I need to stop taking these, but I can't. You know, they have such an unbelievable grip on you when you get in. It doesn't take 10, it takes one. And the fear of having my kids get into that, or, you know, just that these things are deadly. To now having the confidence of cannabis now, you know, knowing the truth that it's got me to where I am, it's helping all these other people. You know, I can tell anyone it saved my life, period. Period. Because as soon as I gave it its opportunity, I found a resolution for everything systematically over the years. It's been a long process, but committing to it will show you that you should be putting nothing in your system but cannabis when it comes to medicine, period. There's nothing out there these doctors have an answer for that isn't going to potentially kill you or create some other problem that you're going to need another pill for.
Kyle Turley, he again, passionate, yeah, and at peace, although I feel like he's still not a guy that you want to get angry.
I wouldn't push him.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I got under your skin, no matter how good you feel.
Once you're a killer, you're a killer. You know what I mean? Once you tap into that, once you tap into being a killer, man, I didn't know it was there. You know, football allows you to tap into that.
Who was the baddest man you ever walked in front of?
Man, I had a unique opportunity to play, you know, in the late 90s, you know, 98 was when I got drafted. So I had this opportunity. My first game in the NFL was against Reggie White in Lambeau. Ooh. In Green Bay.
Ooh.
I remember telling my roommate in college, man, watching Max Lane destroy Max Lane in the Super Bowl. And, man, I totally blocked that guy. He's like, no, you ain't. Kyle, you stupid, man. That guy will kill you. And then I'm sitting in the locker room going, oh, no. You know, what's about to happen. And then all the guys I got to play, Leon Lett, you know, Chad Hennings, all these guys, I got thrown in the fire my rookie year. I played three different positions on the O-line, going against guys like Warren Sapp and John Randall, you know. I mean, Leon Lett to Spellman and you know, all these guys at the end of their careers. I played against Bruce Smith, you know. I take guys blocking them and then going, whoa, I just did that. That's Bruce Smith. Whoa, awesome. Next block down the field, you know.
Like, you've never feared a man, though, right?
No, man. It was all fun, you know. I don't fear anything. I don't think you have fear when you go play these sports. You just go and you do it, you know. You have a conscience about consequence, you know. But you can't have fear. Yeah. Make it to the NFL, you got to be fearless. To make it in success in life, period, from business to what I've been able to do with my companies, you've got to be fearless. You can't be afraid to walk in that door and show people who you are, you know, no matter what it is. If you want something to change or happen in your life, then you have to show up. There is no halfway. There's no one foot in the door. You got to go in the door and show up, period.
Solana wants to go punch for punch with you. You got it in you?
No, don't do that. No. Whenever you say that and he says yes.
Let's go. He goes, let's go.
Does the man bun give you any fear at all? Or?
Yes, very much afraid of the man bun.
Fear of sitting next to you.
Very afraid of the man bun.
Kyle Turley. Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it. Always enjoy talking every year.
Thank you guys, man. Always.
On Radio Row.
Thank you so much.
The website, again, is neuroxpf.com. Neuroxpf.com.
That's right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.